I just want to record something for like 2 seconds just to make sure that we both sound okay.
I'm good with it.
So whatever you feel like, you want to just say something real fast or whatever.
So I think I know the interesting story you're about to tell me about Le'Veon Bell.
Oh.
I was on the gram.
Okay.
And I saw someone's story involving the gram and involving said particular person.
You have to wait and find out. All right, let's do it.
Yeah, man.
Hey, yo.
This is the Rabbit Hole Podcast, where we take you down the rabbit hole of pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at rhanson817. Thursday night, Friday Eve. Happy Friday, Junior.
Happy Friday, Junior.
Thursday the 12th, December 12th.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Friday the 13th.
Yeah. That's weird, right? Because it's like December.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they actually have that horror movie coming out, like Black Christmas. That's coming out on... Not like that.
Okay.
That's coming out tomorrow. Probably catch it midnight showing somewhere tonight.
Okay.
But it's like a horror movie focused around Christmas.
Okay. Not anything African-American.
No, it's not African-American Christmas.
Okay.
I'm sure there's black people in it.
Right.
And they probably die, like,
rather
within,
quickly.
Like, yeah. 5 to 10 minutes of the movie.
Right.
But, no. That's, yeah.
It's not technically a horror movie, but I think it was LL Cool J in Deep Blue Sea was one of the only, like, African-American characters ever to survive in a movie such as that.
I believe I remember reading that stat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not, it's, like, sci-fi horror.
Right. Yeah, it's like mutant sharks, you know. Yeah. Spoiler alert, it came out 12 years ago.
Yeah. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today because we've been gone for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all good. You know, nothing really bad. Like, you know, we got to take these breaks every so often because right now I'm in the middle.
Because you keep finding new best friends.
Young Wei Koo's the man, dude.
I'm assuming so. He took my fucking spot. You better not be a scrub. Like you don't downgrade typically.
I like the fact that if I show any type of like, hey, that guy is cool,
you specifically put out that's my new best friend. Like it wasn't just like, oh hey, like hey, I like that thing in the window, or like, oh hey, look at this. Like I'm not the psycho girlfriend here. It came down to the fact that in it, like air quotes. And I'm paraphrasing, I have a new best friend. He's basically Bobby, but younger and has money. Like, fuck you. Oh, and he's tall. Like, okay.
His name is Young Hoku. And if anybody's unaware of who this guy is, watching, I think it was a Sunday night game.
He was a Chargers kicker for a while, too.
I was unaware of him. I was unaware of him until I watched that Atlanta Falcons game against the Saints. And then I saw this guy who's the kicker, and I looked at his name. His name, phonetically pronounced, Young Ho Koo.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's pronounced Young Wei.
It's the only reason why Big Joe even knows the hashtag, never trust a Young Ho.
Well, never trust a Young Wei.
Well, he was the Chargers kicker.
Right, no. I know what you're saying, but yeah, but technically, you know, if that's how
he was also a Chargers kicker. Or he was also the Patriots kicker. Horrible.
How are we only now being introduced to this guy?
I've known like, about his ass like, for a little while.
But I feel like he's just now got hot.
You miss 15 field goals out of 17. Like, no one really wants to be your best friend. You kick a ball at somebody twice on an onside kick. Apparently, hey, I'm Kevin's new best friend. We do podcasts. It's fucking dope. I just learned what dope meant yesterday because, you know.
That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny. Well, speaking of sports, because Thursday night football, I'm not going to say it's the biggest football game ever, but Bobby and I, if you guys are unaware, if this is the first time you're listening, first off, welcome. And number two, Bobby and I are both New York Jets fans.
Mm-hmm.
Been very miserable for a very long time.
Correct.
And they are playing the, I mean, what other word can you use to describe the Baltimore Ravens right now?
Big trust.
I mean, that.
Yeah.
I was going to go for sensational. Because they're just playing.
It's a different brand of ball, man. It's a different brand of ball.
Style of football. Mm-hmm. That, like, and their quarterback, for all the people that are unaware, the quarterback that they have on the Ravens, Lamar Jackson. Guys, nonstop. He's nasty. He is. I saw a description. You get the best running back in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were comparing, like, if you got like Dalvin Cook, who's a top tier running back,
mm-hmm.
and you got Tom Brady, who's a top tier quarterback,
mm-hmm.
and somehow they are able to like make a love child.
So it's not completely out of the realm of possibility.
You have Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, I mean,
he's Cam
Newton 3 years ago and skinnier.
See,
Cam Newton, when he won that MVP, was exactly that. He was a dynamo running, just a blur. And this guy's that guy was 240. Cam,
yeah.
I think Lamar Jackson, I think is 215, 220 tops. So it's to improve slightly on that analogy. It's if Michael Vick and Cam Newton had a child.
Okay.
But actually could throw the ball like consistently with accuracy.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it would be like a threesome between Tom Brady, Michael Vick, and Cam Newton.
I mean, I feel like everybody is always comparing him to, I feel like even when I first saw him and I saw the way he was like, just like, handles the football and the boy got legs, he's like RG3, like 2.0. But I feel like that's not even accurate. But I feel like that's just for lack of a better
term. That's not fair. That's not fair to Lamar Jackson. Like, because RG3 is his backup.
Well, I mean, that's the funny thing.
Right.
Is that the guy that everybody's comparing him to, hey, by the way, is his backup quarterback.
Let's just.
That's like Eli Manning and Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
just like the younger, better version of you.
Yeah. Plus, also too, I mean, like, not for nothing. Like, in terms of based off of a physicality look, kind of have a similar look to them.
Who, Eli and Daniel Jones?
And Lamar Jackson and RG3.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, almost to compare it to, you know, another person, it's like, mm-hmm. oh, by the way, he kind of looks like him, too.
Yeah, but he's a bit taller and a little bit more accurate.
Yeah.
And, you know, his legs in one piece.
Well, for now. You right. know, knock on wood. You know? I don't want to see anything bad happen.
No,
to
kid, no.
But at the same time, that's the one thing that makes me nervous about.
No, you got Greg Williams already saying he knows what's happening tonight.
Oh, yeah. And my whole thing is, especially, like, seeing him play, it's like, he hasn't gotten hit yet. He's just like that. Big
well, wait,
hit.
Wait for tonight.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He's got a quad injury.
Right.
Our defensive coordinator is the guy who created Bounty Gate. You don't think there's 10? You don't think there's 10K on that right quad?
Come on. I hope. I mean, listen.
Bring that man's Achilles back to the huddle. You get 50 grand.
I mean, listen. I don't. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Right.
I hope that, you know, people have learned their lessons from that time.
Yeah, you don't put that shit on a fucking chalkboard. You just keep that shit to yourself.
But
I don't think unfortunately, with the way the manpower the Jets are bringing into this game, I don't think they're touching him. And I think he's out of the game after halftime.
Sure.
They need to lock up the division. They can lock up the division tonight. He needs 23 or 24 more yards to surpass Michael Vick for the most rushing yards by a quarterback in a season. He'll probably have that in the first quarter. And then, you know what? See you in the rest of that quad for the playoffs.
And that guy will be playing the 5-8 New York Jets. At least the Jets have more wins this season than they did last season.
They have more wins than the Giants.
This season.
You want to hear an awesome stat? The New York Mets have a more recent win than the New York Giants. At me. R. Hansen, 817. Any of you disgruntled Giants fans, I haven't heard from you yet. Got something for you.
Oh, man.
Tell Janoris Jenkins to be on that training table. Don't be on your Twitter. He'll be cut tomorrow.
Well, I mean, besides the fact that yes, the New York Mets, have the most recent win since the Giants. I mean, that's a terrible stat, but it's going back to the original point, they're obviously you know, they're playing the Jets tonight. And there was a big story that came out about one of the Jets players. The running back.
Not Bilal Powell.
Not Bilal Powell. The running back, Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, not Josh Adams.
No. Le'Veon Bell.
Not Tom Adams.
The guy that, you know, the Jets pretty much, you know, put the farm on.
The guy that Adam Gase does not want.
The guy that Adam Gase doesn't want.
One of the three most talented running backs in the league that Adam Gase doesn't want.
Correct.
Good for you.
So, I mean, the big story that came out was that, and, you know, it's a couple days old now, but, you know, we haven't been able to really sit down and talk about
it. It's a nice recap.
Yeah, it's a very nice recap. He was not going to, he was out for the previous game.
Against the Dolphins.
Against the Dolphins. Ruled out sick.
He wanted to play.
Had ruled out sick.
Trainers told him he could.
Told him not to travel with the team.
Stay away.
Stay away from the team. Mm-hmm. Don't travel. No practice, etc.
Right.
Okay. All right. So that was, you know, I mean, when did that get released? Like when they say, you know, he's not going to be playing. Like when that
they ruled him out Saturday. Said he was out Saturday with flu.
To play the game the next day, Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. So now that is New York Jets. You know, Rich Samini, whatever yeah, thing probably. You're reading, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
I get a text message.
Okay.
From Jackie's father.
Okay.
Jackie's father, at Jackie Bourne, her father, runs Booten Lane's.
The bowling alley.
Booten Lane bowling alley.
Okay.
He sent me a text message saying, hey, your guy, Lev Bell's here. In the back of my mind, it's like, well, how do you know it's Le'Veon Bell?
Right. Yeah. in fairness, now, he's a Rams fan, correct?
No. I mean, I say that.
So it's just like, all right, well.
Her father's a big football guy. He's a big football guy. So he knows. It's not just like there's some big black dude.
Right.
Who, you know, with some bling bling on. And it's like, yo, are you like a basketball player or a football player?
Right.
No, he knows. He knew who he was.
Okay.
So he texted me. And he was like, hey, I met your guy, Lev Bell, yesterday, you know, today. Mm-hmm. And I texted him back. I was like, he's supposed to be, what the fuck is he doing there?
Did he wash his hands after he shook his hands?
He's sick. He's not supposed to be, wait, why is he there at Booten Lane's?
Right.
We laughed about it, you know, whatever. Like,
sure.
Didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the game, you know, Sunday happens, whatever like that.
Yeah.
You know, and then now, maybe even 2 days ago, all of these reports are coming out how Lev Bell was bowling even though he was quote unquote sick. And you know, they're like, are the Jets gonna punish him? What's gonna happen? He has since, you know, reached out to the media and, you know, made jokes about it. You know, it's like, I bowled a 251 even though I had the flu, which is not true. He did not bowl a 251.
Why would you lie about that?
Well, here's the thing. He combined both of his scores.
From both, like, two games?
Yes.
Oh, fuck you, man. And that was
251. And the only reason I know that, the horse's mouth, Jackie's dad, Adam Gase, the coach of the New York Jets, came into Booten Lane's and was like, was he here?
Oh, I was like, tell me he yoked his ass out by the
team. He was like, he went in, I think, like, the next day and was like, was he here? And, you know, like, there's cameras. Like, you can't lie. You can't be like, all right, no, he wasn't. So, yeah, so it's so funny that this big-time story that was coming out about Le'Veon Bell was at, you know, my girlfriend's, you know, father's place of employment. It's a small world. It's just a small world. It's very funny, and you forget that because, you know, the Jets, technically, they play in New Jersey, and a lot of them live in New Jersey.
Right.
You forget that, you know, you'll cross paths with some of these guys from time to time.
You know what, though? Like, and this whole thing. Of all the things he could have potentially have gotten in trouble for, going bowling after he asked to play in a game, the trainers ruled him out. It wasn't like he was at the club. It wasn't like he was acting reckless. It wasn't like he was driving down the parkway at, you know, 1,000 miles an hour, like doing something irresponsible, whatever. He was bowling with friends and family. And apparently he doesn't...
Orange leather pants.
And apparently he has no idea how to add up bowling scores. Which to me is actually slightly disappointing. Like, that's like basic shit. Like, how do you go bowl? I bowled a 700. You're like, no. Well, how many games did you bowl? Six. Like, come on.
I mean, for all the things that he could have done wrong.
Right. Like, that's nothing. This is a silly one.
I mean, I'll tell you what. If the Jets weren't 5-8 and maybe they were, like, 10-2, this would be nothing.
Right.
This would be a non-story.
Well, it's also the fact, too, that, like, there's always been friction between him and Gase.
Right.
Gase never really wanted him. Gase didn't want to pay that high for him. The fact that, like, they don't run him the way that they should. They don't use him the way that they should. Yet, last game, I think it was, like, 31 total touches by a running back.
Yeah.
So you just ran Bilal Powell into the ground? What the fuck did he ever do to you?
Well, I mean, and on the flip side, it's like, wait a minute. Like, I can do that. Like, why are you not letting me do this?
Right.
You're letting everybody else do it?
And you were paying me a shit ton of money. And nothing against Bilal Powell, Ty Montgomery, Josh Adams. Stats.
Yeah.
I can do this shit.
Yeah.
But, okay.
I mean, personally, like, we won't go too... dwell too much into the Jets stuff. He's gone. He's gone at the end of the year.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I think he's going to be gone. I think Jamal Adams is going to be gone.
I don't know about that.
You don't think so?
I don't know about that.
I feel like because where the Jets are right now, and because they're in rebuild in their mind,
mm-hmm.
which is why they get rid of Lev Bell, because that's not one of Adam Gase's guys. Jamal Adams, I mean, he's a face of that franchise. Just mm-hmm. as much as Sam Darnold.
Yep.
And I think, for what it's worth, I don't want him to go. I think that because they need so much help
mm-hmm.
in terms of offensive line and defense and edge rushers and whatever else you want to, you know, throw out there,
mm-hmm.
I feel like having a safety is a luxury that don't need.
It is, yeah.
They don't need him.
No, yeah, you need linemen. You know what I mean?
So because of that, they're like, hey, look, like we need, you know, we need a couple guys, so you know if this guy can get it for us,
right?
Why not?
No, I feel you on that. It would suck.
It would suck.
You know,
don't get your Jamal Adams jersey yet, or if you want to get it on call it a quote unquote throwback,
right?
Oh, I'll get it on discount.
I'll wait for that shit.
I'm just getting a personalized jersey. I'm just gonna get a personalized one. Because I feel like, you know, you like a guy, and the next thing you know, they're gone.
It sucks.
You know
it really
what I mean?
Does, yeah. And either that, or you have to go with the throwback. Know,
like, the only, like, I lucked out with the Revis jersey. When I bought Darrell Revis jersey when he was on the Jets, and then he left and went to the Buccaneers,
mm-hmm.
and then went to the Patriots, mm-hmm. and then he luckily came back to the Jets, I was made in the shade.
Right.
And then he retired as a Jet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, perfect.
Right.
Which is why if I get a jersey, maybe I'll get a personalized Revis jersey. I'll just get one with my name and a number on it.
Okay.
And just do something like that.
Right.
You know?
Makes sense.
Yeah. But anyway, other than that, because obviously, you know, we were talking a little bit of sports,
mm-hmm.
You know, food. We were just, before we started the podcast, reminisce a little bit, especially it's a throwback Thursday. So,
sure.
So Bobby and I, Chuck, we're going to go to the local bar that we used to go to
back in the day. Well, the local bar chain.
Well, the local bar chain.
Right.
Yes.
That place now is a Lightbridge Academy.
That is correct.
Right.
So the place that Bobby and I used to go to. It was the Sun Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Tavern, Fanwood, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of great times to be had there. A lot of great memories that we had there. And, you know, talking about just like, you know, swag. And I mean, the place had a swag of its own. Very rustic charm.
We basically kind of grew up into adulthood there. Like, we were there every weekend for how many years?
And I feel like I feel like everybody, like if you're like a social person that goes out to the bar, I feel like everybody has that bar. It has like a bar. Everybody has a Sun Tavern in their life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the type of person that goes out and you have drinks, your social purse or whatever like that. So Sun Tavern is our spot. But since then, you know, things happened. Sun Tavern and Fanwood have closed.
Mm-hmm.
Although there was another Sun Tavern.
There's four originally, wasn't there?
There was a there
five?
Was like six. There was one
Mountainside.
There's one in Mountainside. Union. Tinton Falls.
I forgot about Tinton Falls.
Yeah, Tinton Falls.
I was going to say Roselle Park. Union.
Yeah. I feel like there was one in Tinton Falls. I feel like there were two, like, down the shore.
Maybe.
Two, like, shore.
That's the thing. I didn't know there was one in Tinton Falls.
Yeah. So, they had a bunch of locations, and, like, one by one, they all closed. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, like, business happens.
Yeah.
So now the Roosevelt Park is Last Man Standing. And for what it's worth, it ain't going nowhere.
No.
They're good. They're niche. They have a product that everybody knows them for. They have really good pizza. They have really good wings.
As crazy as it is, maybe that's what they needed. Maybe they had too many of them. And now that you can funnel it all into that one now.
Yeah.
You know?
And, I mean, and for what it's worth, and even, like, a lot of the staff is still at that particular one. Staff
True.
That was at the other locations all work at that one.
They all condensed. Yeah, they all funneled down.
Yeah, condensed it. But even going in there, like, like you've gone in there. Even going in there, it's like you go to Disney World, but then you go to Disney World, you experience it, this, that, and the other, and then you go to Disneyland.
Okay.
It is Disney.
Right.
Some of the rides are the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's a familiarity about it, but it's not exactly the same, if you know what I mean. Like,
okay.
But it's like, oh, okay, cool. They have this here too. It's not exactly the same, but like, it's still Disney, so it's cool.
Right.
I feel like the Sun Tavern Roselle, Roselle Park?
Or Roselle Park, technically.
Roselle Park?
Yeah.
Is like the Disneyland to the Sun Tavern Fanwoods Disney.
Okay.
Disney World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe we would feel the other way if the one at Roselle Park was the one we went to every, you know, three times a week for
Perhaps.
7 years.
Perhaps.
You know what I mean?
But I mean, yeah. It was just great, great experience.
You've been to some of the other, you were at some of the other ones when they were open.
I went to the one
in
Mountainside.
Okay.
It was like somebody's like living room with like a bar in it.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, where the hell am I?
That's how Union felt. And that's why none of them ever really felt the same.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
I mean, so we're gonna go there and have some pizza and wings and hopefully watch a competitive football game, even though I have a feeling it won't be.
Correct.
But we'll see what happens.
We'll have pizza and wings.
We'll have pizza and wings and a couple cocktails and a couple drinks. But I mean, just but going back there, like I went there recently too, and it's just like that feeling of nostalgia, that feeling of familiarity. Like it's almost like, oh wow, I'm home. It's like it's a very like interesting feeling. Like especially for me personally.
Sure.
I can't speak for everybody that that goes there that I go there with, but I feel like for me, like personally, I took fucking, are you kidding me? Like the relationships that were created, relationships that were destroyed there, the drugs that I took,
yeah,
unbeknownst to me.
Did you celebrate your 21st there?
I did not.
I did.
I celebrated my 30th there.
Well, here's the interesting thing about that. I was going there since I was 19.
Unbeknownst to them.
Correct. Celebrating your 21st did not make for a very exciting time.
Well, you know what happened.
Wait, you're 21 now? Yeah. You just never asked before.
There was some stupid girl who I follow on Instagram. And she like posted something about like turning 21, and I'm like, this fucking bitch, I'm gonna kill her.
Because she's coming to your place of business.
She was coming to my place of business for probably at least 2 years.
Okay.
And
good thing the gram was not around when we were going to Sun Tavern.
Well, yeah. But every once in a while, like if I see like a young girl who I know that comes to the bar that I work at, and they're like, "Happy birthday," and I'm like, "Say it, fucking say it." It's my 23rd. I was like, "Okay, you get a pass."
Yep.
I'm like, "I'm waiting for that."
Yep.
It's my 21st birthday. I was like, "You fucking bitch, you be coming here for 2 years, you're gonna be fired."
Right.
But I saw that, and they're gonna remain nameless. I'll show you a photo just so you know who they are.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's one of those things, like for you, because I know that you said you were going there since you're 19. When you work in the service industry, I think a lot of people know this. When you have a bunch of people that work at a place that you're like cool with, like a couple of them, you kind of turn a blind eye to the other people of the crew.
They unofficially vouch for you.
Right. So it's like, all right, they wouldn't bring an underage person here because I know, Johnny and Chris and my man, Steve. I know that they're not gonna come in here and bring an underage person.
Right. Here's the thing though, back in the time when we used to go there, I don't even think they cared.
That's the other thing.
To be perfectly frank,
there's some places that don't
care. Because the type of place it was and everything like that, like basically, as weird as it is, because we've gone there and day drank And it's like a family place where you get like pizza and like little kids celebrate their like, you know, getting good grades or their baseball team, like their little league team or whatever. And we're, you know, sitting there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, like, you know, four drinks in or whatever.
Right.
But then once that nighttime hits, like, I feel like it's kind of like all bets are off. Like, they don't, as long as you don't do something to get back, that it gets back to them. Like, basically, at the end of the day, like, walking in there for as long as I did, going there with the people that I went there with, who basically, yes, they basically co-signed me being okay to be there. At the end of the day, if anything happened, it was on them. It wasn't on me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, no, your boy. Hey, your man's getting a little too whatever. Get him out of here. Done. You know what I mean? No. Nowadays, there's a lot more regulation. There's a lot more everything else. You can't just do that anymore. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So.
Sure.
Like even other places you've been at before, I've asked you. I'm like, yeah. So I'm kind of talking to this thing. She may not be of age yet. You're like, just don't bring. We're going on Tuesday when I'm not here. I was like, okay.
Not the current place I work at.
No, never.
Yeah.
No. Like, three or four. Per, no. I'm fucking 38 years old, homie. Like, I've been in a relationship for a while.
I've seen it.
She was 21 when I brought her there. Okay. To your current place of business.
Okay. And that but I'm just saying.
That was like years ago.
Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and throw stones, okay?
No.
Trust me, I did some things that I'm not too proud of myself in my younger years.
We all have. Sure.
So, you know, for what it's worth, I can sit here and be
God,
like, please.
Thank God there were no camera phones at that point in time. Well,
yeah.
You know.
But I mean, what are you going to do?
You live and you learn.
Yeah, exactly.
And it makes it easier to spot when you see someone else do it.
Well, you know now, especially now with Facebook and things mm-hmm. like that, like, I'll get somebody's ID or credit card, swipe it, mm-hmm. and then what I'll do sometimes is I'll go on their fucking Facebook, credit card name, just to see. Just for me to
Interesting, okay.
I'll do that, because honestly, like, there are times we have to ban people, and they're like, what's their name? I look them up on Facebook. Usually they have a mutual friend, because the world's just small, like I said before.
Of course.
And you know what? I find them, I was like, and I just pull up my phone and show it to the manager. That person right there, you see that picture? They ain't allowed here anymore.
So instead of ID pictures being like used, like, because back in the day it used to be like you're like, you know, it'd be a blow up of like your driver's license or whatever. So now it's just a blow up of your Facebook profile picture.
You at like Christmas time with like your kids.
Right.
Like, yeah, that person smiling in that photo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eight glasses of Chardonnay deep, and well, you're not allowed back.
They threw out a racist slur, and they're not allowed to come back here anymore. So.
Wow.
It's like,
wow.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, that's real fucking talk. But yes, mm-hmm. that's the. Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
But yeah, they can't come here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving on, mm-hmm. have you seen the Peloton commercial? With the young lady,
mm-hmm.
with Peloton.
Let me follow you up with another question.
Yeah.
Did you see the Aviation Gin commercial?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds really can't do wrong.
No, he really can't.
No, okay. Just making sure we're both on the same page on that one. I'm like, there's.
And for those of you who aren't aware, there's a big controversy about the Peloton,
mm-hmm.
the commercial for the Peloton,
right?
Where a married couple. The husband decides to surprise his wife
mm-hmm.
with a Peloton elliptical bike.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems super excited about it. And she kind of documents the year of her using this Peloton.
Okay.
And all the ups and downs and struggles that she had with it. And mm-hmm. then at the end makes like a thank you video for her husband.
Okay.
About, you know, changed my life. Thank you so much. Yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Now, initially, when I watched that commercial, I mean, I was just like, okay, whatever. I didn't really think anything of it.
Right.
I feel like a lot of people felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then people started coming out being like, she's in an abusive relationship. Why would her husband do this?
It's a pretty expensive piece of machinery, no?
Just so you know, I have a Peloton.
I know you do. I'm looking at it.
I mean, technically, Jackie has a Peloton.
Correct.
No, I didn't buy it for her. I didn't buy it for her. Okay.
This shit's expensive, isn't it?
She
aren't they pretty expensive?
They are expensive. She's on like a payment plan where she has to pay like $60 a month, I think.
Okay.
she bought the Peloton because she likes SoulCycle.
Sure.
And she likes Flywheel. She likes all those classes.
Right.
So instead of her, you know, driving to all of these like studios, whether in and out of New York or going to, you know, this part of town or this, mm-hmm. you know, Short Hills, whatever have you, she's like, you know what? Instead of going all these places, I'm gonna bring the exercise bike to me.
And that's the thing. Like, apparently it does. It has, like, you can sync it all up, and you can do a whole bunch of different...
You can sync it with music. You can sync it, you know, different style workouts.
There's preloaded workouts and stuff. Yeah.
Like, it's a very cool product. It is expensive. You know, but she wanted to get it. She wanted to get it for herself, because you know what? She's an independent woman. Destiny Child made a song about her.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought one. And she used it for, you know, time, this and the other.
Right.
The only thing about it is that if I wanted to use it, I would have to get, like, they fit you for, like, certain shoes that clamp on. It's not like an old school elliptical bike where you just slip your
foot straps or whatever
into, like, a strap, like, saddle type thing. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to have, like, they have to, you know, get your shoe size, specific shoes for it to clamp on to mm-hmm. the pedals of the bike. But the other, you know, it's a great piece of equipment, but the commercial, obviously, I didn't see it that way. I feel like... You just start reading stuff on the internet and you're like, oh yeah, I guess I can kind of see that now. That it's, you know, the husband's like, you know, pretty much like body shaming her to get skinny. So he has her, you know, buys this bike
But there's no background in it, right? Like there's no like, oh baby, can you get this for me?
It's pretty much the commercial is like, it's Christmas time. He's like, you know, close your eyes. I got a surprise for you.
Right.
And walks her into the living room and the Peloton's there.
Okay.
And, you know, and...
But does she look... Like, I don't remember the commercial of Flair. Like, does she look grateful?
She looked grateful.
Or does she look surprised?
But is it like the equivalent of... If you overanalyze that commercial, there's a little bit of a tinge in her voice.
Is it like the equivalent of giving your girlfriend, like, a washing machine... Like a dishwasher and being like, hey, like, the dishes aren't done well enough? Like...
I mean, that's how some people are viewing the commercial. That's how people are viewing.
Okay.
Now, honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. And maybe I'm painting things with a white paintbrush.
Right.
Taking one of your phrases.
Sure.
I feel like guys aren't offended by the commercial, but girls are. I feel like every guy that I talk to about this commercial does, even like I've watched stuff on the news, especially like, you know, oh, this is SiriusXM, ESPN Radio.
Right.
And, you know, like Bleacher Report, stuff like that.
Sure.
And every sports guy on those shows mm-hmm. that are male.
Right.
Do not see anything wrong with it. They can kind of see it now, but they didn't see anything initially wrong with it. And then you needed that other perspective. I believe a woman's perspective was the person that brought this to, you know, to the forefront.
Right.
And now everybody kind of was like, oh, yeah, that's not good. You know?
But to me, though, it's so incredibly out of context. Did you ask for this before? Like, Jackie, did you complain about having to constantly go into the city to do a SoulCycle, a flywheel, or whatever the fuck these things are called? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, did you ever hint at saying, oh man, that thing looks awesome? You know what I mean in that sense? Like, I'm not saying it's not faux outrage, and I understand where a woman's perspective is coming in where, okay, you're body shaming. And in fairness, like, looking at the person in that commercial, I don't believe she has anything to be ashamed of in any stretch.
No.
No woman does, but especially just for this commercial's sake. But, like, come on. At least give me the context of, like, you know, I eat one carrot a day. Buy a Peloton, like, you fat cat. Like,
I mean, the problem with that, too, is because it's a 30-second, one-minute commercial, sure. There's only so much context you could put in it. You don't have enough time.
Right.
So...
But why are you automatic... Like, is it... Like, not for nothing. Let's take this a step further. Because could this potentially be just because it's a guy giving it to a girl? What if a girl gives it to a guy? What if a woman gives it to another woman? What if a guy gives it to another guy? Is it the same thing? Are you body shaming at that point in time?
It's a great point.
You know what I mean in that sense? Yeah. Or is it just that quote-unquote like toxic masculine culture where it's like automatically because you buy a piece of workout equipment for your significant other who may or may not have asked you to buy this for you before the camera started rolling, now automatically you're this man who's just body-shaming his girlfriend, wife, fiance, whoever it is, significant other, into this? What if it's same sex? What if she buys it for him? Like that for nothing. What if Jackie bought you a Peloton and was like, hey, maybe you should use this, fatty?
That's why she bought it.
She bought it for you, but she didn't get you the fucking shoes? Dude, that's a bullshit. But, like, you know what I mean in that sense? Like, I...
Did you buy a girlfriend a Peloton? Is that what you're firing?
Who, fired me? Up about it? No, not even close. No. No.
I'm just
kidding. She gets all the workout she needs. No, I'm kidding.
You know?
But, like, you know...
I know
because,
what you're saying.
Because there is that cancel culture, there is that faux outrage that every now and again I'm just like, are you trying too hard?
Sure.
You know what I mean in that sense? Like, and again, maybe this is the case, and maybe certain people are more sensitive to that. And I have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. I have no idea what goes on in most people's heads. And if that's the case, and that's the way you feel, then that's perfectly fine. You're entitled to that a thousand times over.
Right.
But it seems to me that it just... Like, I don't feel like it's that big of a... I don't feel like it's that big of a thing.
I think
if it was like, here, get on this, you fat cow, and here, I'll put a stake in front of it so you can pedal until you, whatever it is, like, I think,
it's everything that you said.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's also, I mean, because obviously people are watching this commercial and they're overanalyzing the fuck out of it now. Like, they're watching this thing, like... They're watching this thing like,
she,
all right, well,
did she blink twice? Is she not okay?
Well, yeah, like, there, you know, like, there are people out there watching this thing. You know how you, like, there's movie trailers and sure. People, like, we're gonna, and then you watch, like, the review of the movie trailer on, like, YouTube, mm-hmm. And then you have, like, the nerds out there that are just, like, they pause it and, like, look at this right angle corner of this thing right here. Right. That means he's going to be going to this place. And look at this, and then they'll, like, play a couple seconds. I feel like that's the way people are watching this commercial. And from that, they're formulating this other narrative, mm-hmm. of this guy bought this girl who didn't need an exercise bike because she's so skinny,
mm-hmm.
an exercise bike. And, you know, some of the parts of the commercial, she's waking up. She doesn't look happy. She looks kind of like it's in her face. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's like a tinge in her voice when she talks.
Okay.
And then there's a look in her eyes that doesn't look genuinely happy that people picked up on in the commercial. And from that are formulating this opinion of she's in a toxic relationship. And this guy doesn't care about her, and yada yada yada.
If
that's the narrative, if that's the case,
and maybe I just don't have enough time in my hands to sit there and dissect the commercial 75 different ways. Okay, you know what I mean. And if that's okay, all right. But now for nothing. Like if that's the same thing, then like does that mean then that the husband in the Mercedes-Benz commercial should not buy his wife a Mercedes-Benz because she's a strong, independent woman in 2019 who can buy a car herself? Or does that now make that woman just completely materialistic because all she wants is a luxury German car? Like, come on. Like,
At the end of the day,
to a certain degree, it's almost
weird. You can't win.
No.
At the end of the day, it's like you can't win.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe after this podcast is done, before we go watch the Jets get destroyed, we'll sit down for 30 seconds, we'll watch this commercial, and I'll see if she blinks 3 times. You know what I mean? And again, I'm not saying it because I don't believe toxic relationships exist. I'm not saying it because I don't believe that these types of things are completely, completely possible. But what I'm saying is all this for, like, it's, put it this way, right? When we've had conversations on this podcast before about some of the different high-end fashion houses coming out with rather racially insensitive product lines, right?
Correct.
That was that easy to pick up on.
Yeah.
This one, it's just like, well, now all of a sudden you're body shaming her. Like, I feel like you had to kind of reach. Right.
Okay.
And again, not
and to some. And to some, it is.
Right.
To some, it is. Some people can. I think the fortunate thing about this is mm-hmm. is that people can at least, like, even you know, whatever side you're on mm-hmm. with this whole thing, at least both sides can see the other side.
Of course. No,
a lot
absolutely.
Of times I feel like there's certain things like, you don't see it. I was like, oh, I see it. But I was like, is that really what he's trying to do?
Right.
This is like one of those like rare instances where people actually like can see both sides mm-hmm. of the argument. Because right. a lot of times people are like, this is my argument. This is my side. I'm sticking with it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I feel like this is like sure. one of the few where it's like, is that what he's trying to do? Okay.
Right.
You know, I'm like, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, but obviously, so that right there, you know what? good for the actors in that thing, because they're getting their 15 minutes of fame.
Sure.
Hard body. Especially that young lady.
She already got a follow-up commercial.
Ryan Reynolds' group, the crew at Aviation Gin reached out to her, got her this commercial, gave her a case of Aviation Gin,
mm-hmm.
and did a commercial to throw a couple jabs at the Peloton commercial.
Sure.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Poor mm-hmm. guy, though. The poor guy's like, I think he's like, people are like, give him death threats. He's like, I'm just an actor. This was a part. I didn't do anything.
You know, Dumbo can't really fly either with a feather in his nose, right? Like, fuck.
But that's how people are. I mean, I'm not.
I get
like,
it.
Think about it like this. Think about like Game of Thrones, right?
Oh, you had a million people sign a petition.
Yeah.
To have the last season redone.
Yeah.
When was the last time you got a million people to mobilize anything?
Right. I mean, and not for nothing. I wasn't even referencing that. Think about like Game of Thrones mm-hmm. when Joffrey was like the character.
Right.
This poor kid was getting like death threats, harassed.
Okay.
People just on the internet just coming after him, whatever. Okay. He's just an actor. He was so good.
He's not Joffrey.
Yeah, he's so right. okay. good at being like a little fucking prick that everybody was just like, I hate this kid, blah, blah, blah. You know, and then
which,
he dies.
But you know what? Good.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well. You know, though, not for nothing, though? Good.
Right.
Like, if anything, that just shows how good the actor is.
Yeah, you just
But no, we're going to hate you for that.
Yeah. Come on. But I mean, but there are people out there that do. Crazies out there. You know? Fanatics.
Don't get me wrong, man. Like, to a certain degree, I almost envy some of those people who could allow themselves to get that wrapped into something.
Sure.
To the point where you're almost blurring lines of reality and storytelling.
Right.
But, like, at the same time, you're right. Like, on that balance side of this equation, like, take a minute.
Yeah.
That's not really him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I got you.
That's insane.
So, you know, we're talking about, well, you know, we were talking about Game of Thrones, so segue a little bit.
There was a prequel.
There is a prequel. Starting. We talked about it, but when mm-hmm. is it coming out? When's the prequel coming out?
I just know it got signed. I just know HBO signed on for it, so they're starting to film it.
It's in the works. Mm-hmm. TBA, you know.
Well, there was two originally that I've heard of. I don't know which, because there was one about the children, the ones who created the Nightwalker.
Right.
And then I also heard that they were doing a prequel for the house, Targaryen.
Right.
So I don't know if both of them are in production or if one of them is. Or,
sure.
So.
So, talking about TV.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched The Mandalorian yet?
I don't have Disney
going
Plus.
Going from one epic like franchise of Game of Thrones mm-hmm. to, and there's always a lot of parallels between Game of Thrones and Star Wars.
Okay.
Just in terms of like, you know, like the fan bases and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
You know, just you know, goes you got knights and warriors, and then you have like Jedi's and
sure.
you yeah, know, yeah. Sith and mm-hmm. you know, but the Mandalorian. Mandalorian is a phenomenal show. Mandalorian, aka the Baby Yoda show.
Mm-hmm.
It's we might have to watch the first episode.
Okay.
Might have to.
Coruscant.
Yeah, I was like, might have to watch that.
Okay.
It's fantastic. If I could share my Disney Plus information with you,
mm-hmm.
I'd say you go watch it. Okay. Honestly, at this point now, because it's only
actually I would have to be able to, I would probably have to stream it from my computer. Yeah. I don't have a smart TV and I don't have a gaming console.
Okay. The series. It's only going to be 8 episodes for the first season.
Mm-hmm.
So we're at episode 5.
Okay. So does it come out every week?
Every Friday.
Okay.
Actually, it comes out, I think, 3:05 a.m. Thursday, late Thursday evening, early Friday morning.
You and your current profession, that works out well. Get done with work.
Watch Mandalorian.
Right, exactly.
Well, me and Jackie have made a promise that we will not watch The Mandalorian. We will not watch Mandalorian separately.
Okay.
That's like a
you
show.
You can watch reruns separately.
Reruns are
but
fine.
But the first one, the first time?
Cool. Well, the first time I watched it, mm-hmm. I watched it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you gotta see this.
Right.
And then she
made you promise not to watch it again without her.
Yeah, okay. Like never again.
I got
like,
you. Okay, cool. That's all right.
Fine.
Dig
I'm old. So we watch it. We, you know, it's like, we're like, don't watch Mandalorian. I mean, I was like, I won't.
Mm-hmm.
I did that one time with the Game of Thrones episode. And I pretty much like, I told her, father. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I watched the Game of Thrones episode without her, and he kind of looked at me like, don't tell her. He was like, don't do it. Don't tell her. And it consumed me so much
mm-hmm.
that I was like, babe, I got to tell you something. She thought I cheated on her, and I told her I watched the Game of Thrones episode, And she was like, I probably would have been less upset if you cheated on me.
I have follow-up questions.
I'm sorry, like, I just wanted to watch it, and I knew you were probably going to ask me a bunch of questions, so I just kind of wanted to watch it, and then, so if you had a question, I could just answer it. Like, that was what I said. That was how I made it okay in my mm-hmm. head.
Mm-hmm. Not okay in her head.
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. No. Absolutely not. So, The Mandalorian is one of those, and I'm sure everybody out there has that show that's like, don't watch this with, you know, without me. Okay. I won't, promise.
Mm-hmm.
But The Mandalorian is a phenomenal show. Might have to watch the first episode before we go out. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. And I guess just, closing things off here, you know, keep it a casual on Throwback Thursday.
Sure.
Talk sports. We always talk sports. We talk mm-hmm. pop culture. Mm-hmm. Talk music. Did mm-hmm. you see Lizzo at the Laker game?
Missed the back of her dress. And apparently there is actually a bet you can make on whether or not her and Carl Anthony Towns will date this year in 2020.
New man on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah. Not quite as catchy, but I see where it is. Because not for nothing, that looked like the whole damn meal right there, the way she was looking at him.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, you know, I mean, I like Lizzo.
Mm-hmm.
I like her music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has like a great message behind it.
Sure. Yeah.
Inappropriate what she wore at the Laker game. I'm sorry.
Well, she was wearing half a dress. And
wearing a t-shirt skirt
mm-hmm.
or a t-shirt dress. And she cut the back out to show her ass with the thong hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, you know, if this was like Nicki Minaj, it would have been okay. I was like, Nicki Minaj ain't come to the Laker game dressed like that, though.
No.
This ain't the VMAs.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't an award show where, like, you know, Lil' Kim back in the day had her titty hanging out with, like, a pasty over.
Because Lizzo's a little bit bigger, is it body positivity? Kind of
that's,
like...
That's how she... You that's know how, what I mean? That's sense? How it is... That is how some people are taking it. They're like, oh, yeah, you go, Lizzo. You show
them. Right.
And I'm like, yo, I got you on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong. Listen,
I do that shit. I get kicked at a Home Depot.
Listen, like, I think I've even said it before. I was like, there's no weight limit on sexy.
Sure.
I get it.
Sure.
There's no weight limit on sexy. But you're at the Laker game.
Mm-hmm.
There's kids there. Family's there.
Right.
I think that's a little much. It's a little
now,
much.
Where would you go then with someone who would just say, well, it's no different than what you would see at the beach? Covers the same amount. It wasn't like she was nude back there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, but see, that's different, though, because it's the beach. The beach, generally, you're going to have people.
Right.
It's expected because you're going to have people wearing bikinis, mm-hmm. wearing one-piece bikinis.
Right.
And, you know, there's sometimes people at the beach, they wear some stuff. I'm like, you probably shouldn't be wearing this at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You're fucking naked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
On both sides.
And I apologize for that. I covered up after that.
But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel like, because she's a celebrity, she's
sure.
fine. I mean, not for nothing. Didn't the NBA have, like, dress code thing back in the day? Like, where, you know, guys were walking in a locker room back in, like, Allen Iverson days. You know, they're just wearing, like, oversized jeans and t-shirts.
Well, they made it for a little while where you had to wear, like, a suit. Yeah.
But then even now it's, like, it's kind of, like, it became relaxed.
It became, like, a runway fashion show at this point in time.
Right,
almost.
Now it's just, like, I'm wearing, like, you know, the latest thing from...
Mm-hmm.
No? Yes, stop. That's on. I don't know how I do that. I like try to, and I'm sure everybody deals with this. You have the button on the side of your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you tap it twice to mm-hmm. Cancel like an incoming call that you don't. It's like, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Are you holding on to one of the volume buttons?
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to just
push it.
If
you hold on to one of the volume buttons, that'll do that.
I'm trying to call 911.
Because if you just press the side on it, it'll bring you to like your Apple Wallet. So like,
right.
But if you hit it twice while you're holding one of the
maybe that's what I'm doing.
Volume controllers, you'll get that emergency call.
Perhaps. I guess maybe mm-hmm. that's what I'm doing. But yeah, man. So
young lady didn't
just,
know that.
Yeah, so just the whole thing, the whole thing with the Lizzo thing is like, look, and then the Rockets are like, come down, Lizzo. Like the mm-hmm. Rockets are about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to like, you know, dance with the dancers and everything like that. And I'm like,
sure.
Look, I'm just saying you can't be yourself and drag,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's a time and a place for everything. I just don't think that was the appropriate time.
That's fair.
Or the place.
Yeah, that's fair.
To wear, you know, an outfit where you have your ass hanging out
mm-hmm.
on the other side. I mean, not for nothing. Like, if name some random, like, you know, rapper or musician that did that. They'd probably be classified as a pedophile. It was a dude.
Yeah, I mean, do you think she's just trying, like, because she seems to have a bit more of, I don't want to say wholesome, but like you said, like a very positive message behind her, like, she almost gets the benefit of the doubt in that instance?
I mean, I feel like she got one. I just think, you know, I mean, here's the thing. The fact that if there's nothing to, you know, be ashamed about or anything like that.
Sure.
Why do you have to censor her when she stands up from her chair and is twerking on camera?
Well, yeah.
If you got to censor it there, that means there's something not right about it, right? Something not okay about it, right? I'm like, come on.
Because this is LA, though, and it's a Staples Center, does that also factor in to being less of a shock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if this was Indiana, like, if this was a Pacers game, probably not so much.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I mean, or maybe she. I was like, she ain't going to Detroit wearing that. I was like, oh wait. Then again, let me think about it. I was like, yeah, she might do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So we are wrapping things up here.
Mm-hmm.
And like we said before, we're gonna little throwback Thursday nostalgia, going to the original. Well, the original chain of restaurant bar that Bobby and I and Chuck used to go to back in the day, where, you know, friendships were made, enemies were made, you name it. And, you know, just gonna enjoy this nice Thursday night.
Yep.
Hopefully, I'm not expecting the Jets to win.
Nope.
But at least let it be competitive.
Demaryius Thomas and Jamal Adams will not play tonight.
Oh, you just got that?
Yep.
Rich Samini, ESPN?
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of knew that they weren't playing anyway.
They might shut him down the rest of the season.
I mean, Jamal? Like, for what it's worth, the only person I know is playing this game is Sam Darnold, at least as of now.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, I did see that the Yankees finally got a big time. Well, I can't say finally, because they've gotten big name pitchers before. But I feel like they finally, you know.
Well, they landed the right whale.
Yeah.
That was
the Yankees don't pay for pitching. The Yankees don't pay for pitching. Blah blah blah.
Ask Roger Clemens. Yeah, they pay for pitching.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, as of recent, though, you know, like, people want the Yankees. Like, Yankees never have pitching.
They pay for the right pitching.
Oh yeah.
Remember, CC Sabathia when he went to the Yankees was a Cy Young Award winner. He was dominant.
Right.
I mean, he went through an entire renaissance having to learn how to re-pitch once he lost some of his fastball. Absolutely. They pay for premium pitching. I'm sorry that's not Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, like the big maple. And for those of you who are unaware, Gerrit Cole, from formerly of the Houston Astros, $324 million he's getting.
He's making over $1 million to start in the regular season.
He's going to Popeyes. And he's not only getting the regular chicken sandwich, he's getting the spicy chicken sandwich too. He's getting both.
On Golic and Wingo this morning on the radio, they were actually doing some of the different things that he could buy with that contract. He could buy 4,000 Taco Bells.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No.
Don't buy any wing stops. That's Rick Ross territory.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you want that.
Yeah, no. You don't want to mess around with young Renzel. No. Don't buy any Wingstop locations, Gerrit Cole. I know you was living in Houston. Careful.
Yeah, but he's from Cali. You'll see.
He's buying Del Tacos.
I was gonna say, yeah, he's gonna have like
In-N-Out burgers. Is what he's doing. But I mean, yeah.
Not for nothing, he would be a national hero if he brought an In-N-Out burger to the Tri-State area. It'll never happen. But
well, never say never.
It's something they came out and said about their processing plant. They won't have it for a certain distance away from their processing plant so that they can ensure the quality of the meat. So unless they put a processing plant on the East Coast, we'll never see an In-N-Out burger in the Tri-State.
I mean, listen, you know, anything's possible.
Oh no, I'm not saying it can't happen. Yeah,
you know,
Gerrit Cole, make it happen.
Yeah, Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. The joke, the Yankees, you know, got a big lump of coal for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so he.
The Mets got Michael Walker.
From the Cardinals?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Here's the thing, right? So I do sales for a living. So I'm on the road most of the day. So sports talk radio becomes my best friend. I hear a lot of Mets fans crying about the Big Bad Empire and about how the Yankees are buying themselves another championship and blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Be very careful, Mets fans. You know that the Mets just got sold to a guy named...
How do you feel about that? I heard about that.
Open it up. Checkbooks.
About it.
Just right. Yeah.
About it.
Just like all the money gifts. All of them. But be very careful how much you go in on Yankees fans for buying championships, because we're about to do the same fucking thing. And it looks pretty hypocritical. Like, oh, well, all they do is just buy this player, that player, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what we're about to go do? You're talking about a guy who is worth $12 billion with a billion? He could buy the Steinbrenners. And he bought this team because he's a fan, his wife is a fan, and his father-in-law is a fan. This is a hobby now. Like, my hobby is, like, eating air because it's free. His is... He has $1 billion.
That's your hobby.
Yeah, well, because it's free. I couldn't think of another free hobby. Like, I don't know. He has $1 billion art collection.
He's probably got a Banksy in there.
Probably, yeah. I think there was a sculpture of Pointing Man. I think it was $147 million or $14.7 million. It's literally just a man pointing. Like, it's insane. It's insane. So. I just don't want to see a whole bunch of Mets fans talking out of both sides of their mouths. Oh, Yankees fans just buying another fucking championship.
Well, hey,
oh,
no, wait and see, baby. And then when the Mets get that championship, and you get it, how's it taste? Tastes pretty good, right? You want another one, don't you? You want seconds?
Mm-hmm.
You want seconds? Just, oh yeah, you're going to be like... Are you kidding me?
Just that finger looking good.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me? And once you get it, it's going to taste so good. And you're like, oh my God, I forgot how good this is.
I was five.
Yeah.
In 86. You know?
It's like the best thing you've ever tasted. It's like dribbling down your chin. It's like, oh, I have a little on my chin there. Excuse me. You know, like, yeah, it's going to be so good. I'm excited for the Mets.
I look forward to it.
I'm excited for... When I saw that headline of... what's his name?
Steve Cohen.
Steve Cohen. Once I saw that, like, the Wilpons are pretty much essentially, like, selling the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of you. I thought of Rich.
Mm-hmm.
I thought of every Mets fan. I thought of my cousin.
Right.
I thought of every Mets fan that I know.
Young Wei Koo.
Like, just... What's that?
Young Wei Koo.
Is he a Mets fan?
I'm assuming so, if he's from Jersey.
I mean, some tells me he's a Yankees fan. I have this, like, you know... I got the inside scoop. He's a Yankees fan.
Nope, podcast over.
But I mean, I saw that and I thought of all of them. I was like, it's one of those things that, like, you guys finally got
it. It's a lot.
I feel like New York as a sports, like, mecca is finally starting to figure it out. In the sense of, like...
You know what the funny thing is, though? It's a lot of the smaller teams. It's not the Knicks. It's the Nets.
Well, they got rid of Fizdale. It's a step in the right direction, right? I know, but I'm just
they're 5 or 6 years away from anything in terms of relevance. The Jets have a
franchise quarterback. The Yankees got a star pitcher. Mm-hmm. The Mets sold the team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
Islanders are good. Devils and Rangers still suck, but
you know.
Yeah,
but at least the Rangers made a Stanley Cup. You know, they made it to the Stanley Cup. They didn't win, but they at least made it within the last, like, 10 years or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just, you know.
Slowly, it'll come back around.
Yeah. You know? So, I mean, it's all good. It's all good. Speaking of New York, let's go Jets tonight. When you got money on the game?
I'm staying as far away from that game as humanly possible.
I'm curious to know what the...
16 and a half.
16 and a half?
Yeah. It started 14 and a half, went up to 17 and a half, is now down, settling right now around 16 and a half.
I mean, I would bet the Jets.
No.
You think so?
I think if the Jets score 10 points, we're lucky. The fuck are they going to throw the ball to? Lev Bell, the guy that the coach doesn't want? Denarius Thomas? IR. Ryan Griffin? IR. or not IR, but out for tonight. Well, actually, no, Ryan Griffin did go on IR. Braxton Berrios, good luck. Vincent Smith, good luck. Robbie Anderson, I would put seven guys on him.
I mean, you know, comparing one team to the other, I mean, the Eagles were pretty banged up. And I understand they were playing the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Do you know
there was a lot, and there was a lot of guys that kind of stepped up in that Eagles game after the second half.
They named the Jets. Fun stat from that. Do you know who the emergency wide receiver is going to be?
Josh McCown.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes.
Motherfucker teaches high school football. Like, what right? are you doing? He's a coach.
I'm like, he runs a 9.4 40. Like, who are you? What?
I forget that Josh McCown's on the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, I saw. I did hear about that. And Zach Ertz is out there just catching these footballs, unlike Aguilar.
Yeah, and he's also on. I think he's on. No, they put Alshon Jeffrey on IR today.
You seen that meme, right? The guy, the mm-hmm. unlike Aguilar guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. Nelson Aguilar is basically Ted Ginn Jr. Game-breaking speed. Stone hands. He'll catch one in his face mask, and that'll be like the one touchdown he scores a year.
That's fine.
But he has like ridiculous speed.
That's fine.
Yep. No hands.
So yeah. So I mean, yeah. So
let's go Jets.
Let's go Jets. I'm gonna watch this game now. I'm not gonna bet on it, but I'm just gonna see what the final score is.
Nope.
And if the final score is, you know, I'm like, see, you should have bet it. Should have put money on the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Nope.
But, I mean,
they didn't even cover 5.5 against Miami last week. I know, cause I bet Miami.
Well, you know, thank you, Sam Ficken.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we can get up out of here.
Yeah.
Let's wrap things up.
You got it.
Everybody enjoy Thursday night. Enjoy your Thursday Junior, Friday mm-hmm. Eve. Watch The Mandalorian.
Yep.
Lizzo, put some pants on.
And do not buy your significant other a Peloton unless he or she explicitly says, I want a Peloton.
Yes. Don't buy Peloton this Christmas. Buy Peloton, but not.
That is a real expensive gamble. I'm gonna wow them with this one. They're gonna see this one coming. Pow! Body shaming. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Just roll. Just you're gonna roll the dice, set them up, let's play, and then you're like, damn.
Seven out. Right?
Yeah, like seven out.
That was quick.
You know, I'm like, damn, I just got here.
Right?
Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you gotta
I know.
Go now.
I'm yep. Like,
what? You know. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
We'll holler at you guys soon.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll see you guys later. Peace.